keeping up the economic pressure on Iran after the U.S. pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal is expected to be a major focus of U.S. speeches, meetings, and diplomatic efforts behind the scenes at the U.N. General Assembly in New York this week. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said President Donald Trump will definitely talk about Iran when he chairs the Security Council meeting Wednesday, but his remarks will be broader.
I think what you're going to see in the Security Council meeting is he's going to talk about the threat that Iran has on the rest of the world, but he's also going to talk about the threat of chemical weapons in Syria, what the situation is in North Korea, and that we still have some work to do.
Haley said the president would be open to meeting Iranian President Hassan Rouhani on the sidelines of the UN meetings, but Iran has not asked. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo agreed.
I think the president's been pretty clear about that. He's happy to talk with folks at any time.
But Haley and Pompeo said Iran has not indicated it is ready for constructive dialogue and to change what they term its malign behavior. For his part, Iranian President Rouhani accused an unnamed U.S. ally of supporting the group that attacked a military parade in Avaz Saturday, killing 25 people and wounding at least 60.
All of those small mercenary countries that we see in this region are backed by America. It's Americans who instigate them and provide them with the necessary means to commit these crimes.
As world leaders head to New York, some observers said they expect Trump to take a tough stance on Iran this year, reminiscent of his strident remarks on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last year, and contrasting with his positive tweets and comments on Kim this year. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.